Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Too old, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Bites?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Let's just start. And we started.
Welcome to Mamas and Merlot.
Yay, somebody else is doing it.
I'll
for
host.
Me.
I don't care.
I'll host.
Yeah.
We can take turns.
I'll host.
We'll alternate.
Ooh.
Alternate. Hey, mamas and daddies, and you know, whoever else listens to us.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Mamas and Merlot. I am Stephanie, and with me is.
Oh, me. It's Christy.
And Vanessa.
Oh, yay.
I'm not hosting today.
I feel like this is all like bizarre world. I like it. I like it. I like it.
We're recording in the office. We're not on the couch. It's like early. The sun is still up.
Yes, the sun is still
it's
out.
It's a Saturday. It's not
it's
a Friday.
It's a Saturday because the boys stole a recording night.
Yes, it is.
So
whatever.
We took advantage of the fact that the boys stole a recording night and we gave our kids away and went
temporarily.
I mean, yeah, not permanent. And we went on a mama's night out last night.
Oh, it was
yes,
so
we
much
did
fun.
It
which
so
we've
nice.
Actually in all in like the almost year that we've been doing this, we've yeah. never been able to go on like a mama's night out.
Like a solo.
Like we went like we got dressed up and we went to a restaurant and we had drinks that like and
we didn't drink wine.
We didn't drink wine. We had hard liquor.
We had like fancy food.
We had super fancy food that was so good. And thanks, Finca. Thank you to Finca Table and Tap who hosted us last night.
If you ever want to send me free food.
Seriously, we will eat it while we're recording and we will talk about it and we will promote
your ass. Finca and Postmates, can we get them to deliver?
No one delivers here.
Postmates delivers here. We've gotten food from Postmates here.
See,
are you sure?
Well, Instacart,
you scare me
here.
You scare me. This is seriously the black hole of food.
It
delivery.
Really is. It's neighborhood stuff.
It's just
this kidding.
Little...
Just kidding. Don't make me move out of this.
No, it's not that. It's like for some reason you're at like an apex of like
mm-hmm.
Things go to your right and things go to your left, but not like
yeah.
Right
but
there.
we're in a black hole. Like just this is where delivery comes to die. Like it just doesn't go any further because no, it's like the Bermuda Triangle of delivery is what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
So what's been going on?
Well, I actually just came across something that I'm trying to look for if you give me a second.
Well, while she does that, let's talk about her wine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let's discuss.
Don't we forget the wine.
Alrighty, so today Christy brought us a Craftsman Dark Red Blend.
I'm a fan of blends.
Me too. They seem to be smoother than just like a straight up Cab or Merlot or something. Bum, 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 bum.
Hey, I'm not sure where this one's from.
That's what I was looking for.
It says from Distinct regions across the globe.
Okay.
Does that mean that it's like a mixie?
No, this is California. This is bottled by Craftsman Vineyards, Livermore, and
Ripon.
The more I say it, the weirder it sounds.
That happens sometimes.
It's in California. So this is a blend, and it doesn't say.
I don't know. I just liked the bottle.
Yeah, the bottle's pretty cool. It has like a compass.
It's very like adventurer, yeah, globetrotter.
It looks like it's on a map. It's nice.
So if anybody's having a adventurer slash...
It's like a champagne-y color.
Something baby shower, bridal shower.
Party.
Party and you want your
Random
wine.
Random Friday.
And listen, if you want to all of a sudden dress in khakis and decide that you want to drink a wine and watch Tarzan.
Yeah, I was about to say you want to pretend like you're Tarzan. You have your wine with a map on it.
Listen, if I can watch Alex, Skarsgård.
It says artfully made.
Yo, that Tarzan movie with him was like...
I'll present to be Jane.
I mean, the movie was not like that great, but...
That scene in that abandoned house.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's something in my eye.
He's actually after Big Little Lies, what the fuck are you guys doing?
There's something in my eye. Sorry, that was really loud. We apologize.
Well, after Big Little Lies, he's afraid he's never gonna work ever again.
Why?
Because apparently he pays. We haven't seen Big Little Lies. No. We're gonna watch it like as research for the podcast because I've heard it's really good and it's like moms and like it's like women centered and
I've heard whatever. A lot of good things.
And we've heard a lot of good things. So like we'll watch it for like research purposes. But he plays like an abusive husband.
Yeah.
Well, if Johnny Depp can allegedly abuse his ex-wives and girlfriends and stuff. And still get work.
It's the ex-wife. The ex-girlfriend has actually come out and said that never
he did or he didn't.
He did never in the 14 years that they were together that he never laid a hand on her. Okay. I found what I was looking for. So if you're ready to jump right into topics. Okay, I actually just came across this like literally right as I was getting ready. In Touch magazine is reporting that Casey Anthony.
I saw this.
Pregnant and engaged. She feels like she's been given a second chance at motherhood and could not care what the world thinks of her.
Clearly.
She says she's still in her first trimester. And she believes that and then the Associated Press, she gave her first interview like since the trial and everything to the Associated Press and says she's been truly blessed with another child. So if this is true, you know, whatever. The guy apparently is just like a regular dude that has a normal job. He's in construction and just they're in love and want to be happy and go team go.
I don't even have no words. I have no words.
I can't deal with
it's no. It's it. Yeah, like I. It's like I'm like broken. It's like saying, oh, you know, I started dating this really great guy. He's a football player. Oh, his name is O.J. Simpson. Former football player O.J. Simpson. Really, you date the guy that murdered his wife? Yeah, granted, he was acquitted, but. Well, I fucking did it. Same thing with Casey Anthony. How could you want to make a baby with the person who killed her baby? Like, and not aborted her baby. Murdered her real life living child. That was like, what, 3 years old?
Two.
4 years?
Two. Two. That's our kids, our boys' age.
Yeah. Nothing. I mean, we all have our moments where we're like.
Yeah, but I'm not going to like. You're not going to hold them down with fucking chloroform. Yeah,
no.
Like,
No.
No, it's. Listen, and I people do there's depression. Sure.
Thank you.
There's
sorry, I know that was out of nowhere.
There's depression and there's, you know,
there's postpartum and there's all that stuff, and I know that sorry for interrupting. I know like moms because of that can do crazy things, but I don't feel like that's what that was.
I also don't know that postpartum depression lasts that long.
It can.
Can it? Okay. I don't know a whole lot about it, so I'm talking out my ass at this point.
I think it can. I don't know that it's that severe at 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
18, 24 months, whatever. But I think it can. Maybe by that point it's not postpartum depression anymore. Maybe it's just full blown depression. Maybe it's just
like like postpartum that led into
You know what? I'm just gonna say this.
Say it.
Que Dios lo cuide. God bless them, and hopefully this is the change in her life that she needed, and that this child is loved and protected and cared for, because now there's a kid involved. And that's when, you know, I get worried. So
I will say this. What bothers me, it bothers me in the sense that, like, you know, I have a little bit, I'm a little bit more of an extreme person when it comes to things like this. And, like, I think people like this really, like, should be, like,
sterilized.
Yeah. That's my, but that's like my, I know that that's a like nuts opinion, and I know that, like,
it's very extreme.
It's very extreme, and I'm very aware of that. But this makes me really upset, because, like, there's,
but I can completely understand why you would think that way.
Someone like this is having another baby that, you know, allegedly, well, not even allegedly, I mean, she was acquitted, but I mean, I believe that she killed her.
Same here.
And a lot of,
is that my child's?
Those are your children. Yeah, those are children. I don't know what's going on, but their dad's out
there. Their dad's out there, so hopefully they're okay.
They're fine. Their dad's out there.
I'm not getting told to stop recording. Everything's fine.
I think they're just, like, play screaming. That's not, like, a cry.
Oh, I know.
I will say this. This pisses me off that, like, she, I believe that she killed her daughter, and, like, I have, like, one of my closest friends has been struggling to get pregnant for 14 years.
Yeah.
Has had in vitro twice, has miscarried both in vitro pregnancies.
Yeah.
And, you know, things.
It's not fair.
It's not fair. It's not fair. So that's all I'll say about that.
Yeah.
Hang on. I have something that I just deleted. But yeah, that's kind of like, that's not fair to me. That's like just not,
it's fair, not
to me
fair
at all. In other happier news,
yes, let's move on to something
so happy.
I just found, like, I saw that right before, and I was like, no, I need to at least, like, bring this up for a second. So Whitney Port of The Hills and The City is pregnant. She said that a little one. Lauren Conrad's also pregnant, but Whitney Port.
I love Lauren Conrad.
I love Lauren. She posted on her Instagram about being
pregnant. I love that Grace and Frankie live next door to her.
I love.
I just got to that.
I like Lauren Conrad. I was a Team LC, like, all the way in The Hills and Laguna Beach days. But as Lauren Conrad has, as we've grown up, I've found her a little bit more obnoxious in the sense of, like,
I can see that
in, like, the same sense as, like, Anne Hathaway and Gwyneth Paltrow, where they're just, like, a little bit out of touch, and they're a little bit like, my life is so perfect,
right?
So, you know, but her stuff, her clothes are really cute.
They really, you know, are.
But anyway, Whitney Port has come out and says that she loves her baby. She the baby's not born yet, she's pregnant. She loves her baby, she loves her child, but she hates being pregnant. And
didn't we have this conversation recently?
We have this conversation all the time.
We talk about this all the time.
Yeah, but we had this on.
We're in the group chat.
In the group chat, we were talking about this with Missy.
Yeah,
I love being pregnant.
So, she has, like, a vlog that she or did she put this on? Oh no, she announced. Well,
Stephanie's trying to.
Okay, it says, please do not be alarmed by the title. I know hate is a strong word, but I think that in that very moment, that's how I was feeling. So we stuck with it. She has a YouTube channel. As the pregnancy progresses and my symptoms subside, I hope that that's not how I will feel anymore. Apparently, she has had, like, not only, like, first trimester morning sickness, but, like, morning sickness that has, like, let blood into her entire pregnancy, which happens. I mean, I know that there are people that are
Kate,
like, huh?
Princess Kate.
That, and, like, I have a friend of mine.
My aunt had that.
I have a friend of mine that, like, was took Zofran every day of her pregnancy and had to drive with, like, a wastebasket in her car.
Goodness.
That she was, like, so sick her entire pregnancy, like, until the day she gave birth.
Mm.
And she was just basically talking about that, like, some people love pregnancy, but pregnancy is not glamorous. And
it's not.
I am one of those people that from the second I found out I was pregnant until the second I gave birth, I felt like a beached whale. Everything hurt. and I wanted nothing more than to have this baby expelled from my body.
Like, get it out.
To the point where when I was 38 weeks, I looked at David and I said, you put this in here, you need to get it out. And
that sounds like a title.
I've always heard. I had always heard that one of the things that, you know, induces labor is sex. And 2 hours later, my water broke. Nice. So I was like, thank you. I just didn't like it. I feel like an asshole saying this because what I just said previously is like, I had a really easy time getting pregnant. I wasn't even trying to get pregnant. I got pregnant. And there are so many people that struggle. So like, I know that I sound like an asshole, like, and I don't mean this in like a way.
I'm in a bunch of mommy groups on Facebook and I've seen moms that have struggled getting pregnant and they finally get pregnant and then they're miserable the whole time. And then on top of that, they feel guilty for hating being pregnant. Because they're like, we worked so hard to get here. Now I fucking hate this. And I'm like, you're allowed to be uncomfortable.
Like, there's a lot of stuff that people don't tell you about being pregnant either.
There's a lot of weird shit that comes with being pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, I told you guys, I had to wear a fucking jockstrap-ish type of thing.
Yeah, it was really sexy, Kristen.
Yeah, I told you the pictures of that. It was
sexy.
It was over my, like, undies, over shorts or whatever when I was going to be standing or walking for too long because my belly was so big that it would put pressure.
You also gave birth to a giant.
Well, that's it.
Well, How big was he when he was born?
8 pounds, 6 ounces, 22 inches long.
And he was 2 weeks early?
And he was 2 weeks early.
And you had him natural. Yeah. Like, well,
vaginal.
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 I'm trying to change my narrative on that. You know that? I'm getting to this. I'm consciously, when someone asks me about childbirth, like, when they're like, oh, so you had him natural. And I go, yeah, I had vaginal birth. Or, like, when they tell me, like, oh, you had, because I feel that it's a question of either a vaginal or a C-section. They're both natural.
If I just take this, do you think he'll notice?
Oh, just a second.
He's not going to make me pay for it.
No, he has a whole cabinet over here with like 1,000 more. So
it's okay because I own, I have one that I bought digitally and then never downloaded. So I'm trying to change that and actually say vaginal. Why can't I say vaginal?
Vaginal. I don't know, but I'm enjoying vagina. Vaginal. So you can keep it up.
My vajayjay. He was huge. But I had to because I had, always forget the term, but it's like vulva varicose veins, basically.
That does not sound
no
awful.
It's basically my vag was swollen. My would get swollen. Everyone's vag no swollen. Like my lips could like rival this microphone. It was like welcome to the world of my pregnancy.
I was gonna say, like, good for you for putting that out
there. I have no like that's okay. Not a,
Well, my thing, well, I guess since we're going a little too much, my thing with it was like the, we, is that right now?
No.
I'm going to post something on our Instagram. Sorry. Oh, I'm
my thing that really like was like the gross thing for me was like, obviously we're women, like we have, you know, a discharge like in your, you know, underwear. Like I think every female comedian has made a joke about it, but when you're pregnant, it's so gross. it smells
oh my
terrible.
God, it's awful.
So much so that when I told my mom about it, my mom's like, oh yeah, your dad used to call it battery acid because that's how like terrible it smelled.
Welcome. Listen, there's no shame in the game. Pregnancy
is off.
We're super honest about motherhood. Pregnancy.
part of it.
It's part of it.
Well, I know, like, you were one of these, I hate you, because you were like, I felt sexy, and I was, like, and whatever.
I did. I was so comfortable. Like, if I could be pregnant all the time, I would be.
Well, no, I will tell you.
If pregnancy didn't end with a baby, I would do it more
often. You could be a surrogate. They get paid a lot of money.
I honestly would love to. I just can't. I can't. I've had two C-sections already, and if I want to have more kids, I'm probably going to end up with more C-sections, and there's no doctor that would clear me to do that more than four times. Yeah. And if I want to have one more kid, then maybe I could be a surrogate one time, maybe, if the doctor says that it's safe. So I'm kind of stuck. I would
look into it.
I mean, I will. I'm up.
No, see, like, I was expecting, because, like, the other thing that they tell you is when you're pregnant, they tell you that, like, that your hormones are everywhere, so, like, you're always horny. I swear to God that if David and I had sex four times while I was pregnant, it was a lot.
I did not want to be touched.
I did not want to be touched. I did not want to be, like, I just mechanically was not, like, something that I even wanted to think about. Like, yeah. I didn't want to get your thing. One of the only times that I was okay with it was
when I was like, get out.
This baby. I literally looked at him and I go, get this thing out of me. And I said it with that tone. And I was
super sexy.
Get this out of me. Well, because we didn't have sex like my entire pregnancy. He was like, okay. So he was like jumping at the chance. And so, yeah, that.
See, I liked being pregnant. I really did. I enjoyed it. It was more, my issue was the pregnancy pregnancy didn't like me. Because I liked being pregnant. I enjoyed it. I, like, would just, like, sit there and, like, oh, look at my belly. And I loved, like, wearing the clothes that would, like, you know, accentuate the belly so people could see it.
No.
Like, I loved being pregnant. No. But, like I said, pregnancy didn't like me. I ended up on bed rest towards the end because I stopped, my amniotic fluid stopped producing. So I had to drink, like, gallons and gallons of water so that it could, like, my levels could come up so that Nathan wouldn't be bored at 32 weeks. Hmm. Yeah. Then I had the vulva varicose veins thing. I had, my feet were sausages. I went from a size.
My feet didn't get that.
My feet are already big. I'm a 10, mm-hmm. and I was wearing 11, 11 and a half.
Jeez.
While I was pregnant. So, like, as I said, I like being pregnant. Pregnancy didn't like me that much. But besides that, I honestly would be pregnant all the time if I didn't produce a child.
Yeah.
As long as, like, you know, that was my big thing. Because I liked being pregnant. I liked, you know, eating. And I liked not thinking about it.
I
liked
eating. I literally ate McDonald's breakfast every single day.
I couldn't eat. With Oliver, especially, was worse than Sophie. Like, if I did not want it, I could not eat it. Like,
all I wanted was meat. I wanted McDonald's breakfast every morning. Mm-hmm. And I wanted, like, seriously, if I could have had, like, an entire cow in my backyard, I would just, like, go cutting, like, little, like, pieces of it. Like, nice. I would have been happy. Because, like, David literally had to go to the supermarket, like, every day to buy me meat. Because that's all I wanted to eat.
Well, I mean, I would, Oliver, like, breakfast food. He liked waffles and pancakes and syrup, but I couldn't eat anything. If I didn't want it, I couldn't eat it. Like, I could not force myself to swallow it. And it's not that I was nauseous or sick or anything. I just could not. Like, my mouth would go dry and I just couldn't eat it if it's not what I wanted.
Yeah.
With Sophie, the same thing happened, but it wasn't as bad. And I remember one time I told Mary, I'm like, oh, he's like, what do you want to eat? I'm like, I don't know, just get a pizza. He's like, okay. And then he came back and he goes, no, I brought you something healthy. I brought you chicken and rice. And I looked at it and I was like, and I burst into tears. I'm like, why the fuck would you do that? I asked for a pizza. And I couldn't eat the chicken and rice. I'm like, this is gross. Get this shit away from me.
Well, there was two instances. One where I couldn't do seafood, like, early on, but I didn't really, like, express that. So David knows that I love lobster ravioli and vodka sauce. So, like, one day for dinner, he had made me lobster ravioli with vodka sauce. And I was like,
ew.
Like, I wanted to throw up.
No, I never got the urge to throw up because of food. I just couldn't force myself to eat it. Like, I don't know how to describe. Like, I just, I could have been starving and I wouldn't have been able to eat it.
I ate mashed potatoes. A lot. You saw me at work.
Come in. Oh, no.
Did you lock her out?
No.
Pause it, because I think the boys are back, too.
Hang on. Please hold.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back.
I love Daddy Daycare.
Daddy Daycare
is awesome. But yeah,
there's three daddies here and two kids. But I think the kids are going to win.
Probably.
For sure.
But yeah,
That's why this is going to be a short episode. They're not going to be able to handle it for that
Did long. You know that there was instant mashed potato cups, like mac and cheese cups?
Yes, I know.
That's what I lived off of my entire pregnancy. At work, you would find me with those mashed potato cups because it was the best thing. Like, I needed carbs. The baby wanted carbs. So I had that.
My baby did not. My baby wanted protein.
No, my baby wanted carbs. I ate mashed potatoes, like, a lot. Tomatoes and ginger. I love pickled ginger. Like, the ones that they give you on the side of the sushi. Like, I actually like that stuff.
Stephanie's face is perfection right now.
You should ask Jeff about...
I hate ginger.
I love ginger. You should ask Jeff about the fact that
I can't drink a Moscow Mule.
That's why I love Moscow Mule. Here's the thing.
Like the copper cup that mug,
which
that
I was very upset that they.
I was disappointed. I was very when you ordered your Moscow Mule and it did not come
in a copper mug.
In a copper mug.
I was very bothered by that, but I was like, eh.
it came in a mason jar, so whatever.
With a handle.
It did. Yeah. It's a mason jar specifically made to be a cup.
Yeah. Yeah. When it's a mason jar in your wedding. No.
Yeah. No.
So it's not that I hate mason jars at weddings, it's that I've seen so many of them at this point.
It's right.
That
too
I'm
big of a
so
when you're a party planner.
So when
you're an event planner.
When you're an event planner and you see seven girls, like you might like seven brides in a row that wants I want something different because I'm going to do rustic and I'm going to do all of this.
Yeah, rustic is so
that
different.
I saw on Pinterest and I'm like,
it's not different if it's on Pinterest, darling. I'm sorry.
Copy and paste from the last one.
So,
FYI,
if you're planning a wedding, your event planner is judging you.
Well, if you're planning a wedding with me, I'll do them. No, look, I'll do them. They do come out beautiful and they photograph.
Of course they do. They're beautiful.
But I'm just like,
but it's basic.
It's like anything else in your job. Like if you see the same thing over and over again, it becomes monotonous. So
it's basic as fuck.
If you're basic, like that,
said the girls who have a podcast based around wine.
Well, anyway,
I'm okay with that. So
yeah, me too. Honestly,
do you want to do into mom confessions?
Cause sure.
This is like,
sure.
Okay, so BuzzFeed, you know, where everyone should get their
medical degree,
their medical
or their
degree,
law degree,
and their news.
Of course.
Did a 21 mom confessions we know we're totally guilty of. And I died laughing at like 30 of them.
Okay.
And there's 21
of them is there
because
21?
I laughed over and over. You'll see.
Oh, by the way, I would like to point out that when Geekmore went live this week, they talked about the suicide panda.
And the suicide panda's still there.
And I thought about it. I was like, we did that first.
I'm like, stole our bit. No, and then they go, oh, we're drinking water. I'm like,
yeah.
She flipped them off. For those of you who couldn't see. For those of you who couldn't see her, she flipped them off. The two-hand salute.
Yep. So, did you find any? Did either one of you actually go through them all?
No, I didn't. So go for it.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, first one. Things get put off. So, mom confession. I just, 2 years later, bought panties to replace my maternity ones.
Hey, I have a pair of shorts that I wear that are maternity shorts that I still wear because they're comfortable as fuck.
One of my biggest fears while I was pregnant was, like, I kept telling Patty, I'm like, Patty, nobody's gonna be able to get me out of these maternity pants. Like,
maternity pants are so comfortable.
Maternity pants are the fucking shit.
Old Navy.
And then I had my kids, and I, sorry, I don't want to rub it in anybody's face, but I just, like, deflated instantly. And I, my pants just wouldn't stay up. But I'm like, this is fucking awful. Now I have to wear real pants, and I wasn't expecting to have to wear real pants.
Like, I was super excited because Old Navy has their maternity section has, yes, like, three layers of maternity elastic.
Like, yeah, they have like the regular, like, just a band. Mm-hmm. Then they have like a mid rise,
and then they have like full panel.
I loved the Old Navy maternity pants.
The first level, the little one with just like the band, has black work pants, mm-hmm, like business pants, like that you could wear. I still wear those to this day because they're not like really, like, they don't fall off because it's not like the belly.
They're not like Phoebe's maternity.
Yeah, yeah, no, they're not the big belly. So like, there was just a little. I wear those because when I was pregnant, I had to go through a bunch of business meetings fully like decked out corporate gear. Right. And I sat there and I was like, this is the first time that like there's no button or zipper
open
or anything that's like hurting because I'm sitting for 7 hours at a meeting.
Right.
And I was like, I will keep these forever. So much so that I went back and bought another pair. Yes.
Good job.
I'm okay with that. My kid's three.
Well, I would still be wearing my maternity jeans, but like I like thunder thigh ripped a hole in the thigh part, and so those.
Yeah, I wore mine until my thighs ripped them apart.
No, and I remember telling Jeff.
Yeah, because the ones with just the elastic band, yes, fit me just fine. It was the ones that had like the yeah, full panel that wouldn't fit. Although I do have a pair of like maternity Spanx. They're not actually Spanx; they're from Motherhood Maternity, but I call them Spanx because it's the same shit. But they're maternity, so like they are not as tight as Spanx, and I'm like, I could, because they're tight, I can. I'm like, I could still wear this under a dress and look fine. Well, I'm not as uncomfortable as Spanx.
Well, I told Jeff like I would never forget that he would just laugh at me because every time I would put on my pants, every time it would not fail when I would put on my maternity pants, I was like, I don't understand muffin tops, yeah, bitches. I don't hate, but listen, chunky bitch, I'm talking to you.
Kristen.
I'm just saying. A bitch is a term of endearment. Go out and buy the maternity pants. There is no need for the like straining with the button that causes muffin top that you see all these people out there. There is a fabulous, amazing little like those pants. I would wear them instead when my pants don't zip up. And I'm not saying that I want some ice. I'm not saying that I'm the one that like, you know, my jeans get tight too.
Why are we? Jeff that's calling you.
That's Jeff. Do we pause?
Thank you for interrupting.
Did you get his dick pic? He wants to know.
No, because I know that my husband doesn't send dick pics. God, I'm scared now. No, lying.
Put it upside down.
Just in case it comes in.
Because we're all sitting around a small table, we can all see each other's cell phone screens.
And now I have the 7 Plus, so it's huge.
But it's only
that's
huge
why you have to put it where, like, when you get a message, it just says iMessage. It doesn't show you the actual message.
But I'm lazy and I like it when it tells me. What's
yeah,
coming.
I like being able to see the preview.
Yeah. But yeah, like I remember telling Jeff, I was like, I don't understand why people struggle to get a zipper or a pants buttoned.
Yeah,
fucking wear these things; they're amazing.
See, the problem with wearing elastic stretchy pants all the time is that you can't tell when you're gaining weight because they just stretch to accommodate the extra weight.
But why hate yourself? Just be comfortable.
But if you're, you know, trying, if you're putting the effort in.
You can try those on once a week.
True.
Try those on once a week.
And then you get depressed, then you put your stretchy pants on and you go to work.
Christy exactly wants to know if there's anything else they should bring.
Whatever they want to bring. We have chips, we have salsa and onion dip,
and we have the spinach dip.
And we have cheese. And Missy has adult Lunchables. Hi, we're reciting our party.
Oh, yeah.
Menu.
We should let her listen. We're having a game night right after this. So that's why, like, the guys are here. The kids are here. And we're recording. Like,
we're trying to figure.
We're trying to finish.
Do a lot of things all at once.
Yeah. Okay. So next.
Did you send it?
No. Oh. My husband does not send dick pics. In the entire duration of a relationship, I have never received a dick
well,
pic.
Well, I got my first one last week, so...
David, I blame you.
I do blame David. This I do is all blame David's David. Fault.
This is David's fault.
If he sends me one right now... Well, he has stock ones, so it's not
See,
like-
that's the problem.
I'm you think I'm lying. He
no,
has,
I know you're not
he
lying.
Has
a, that's
he
what
has
makes
that
it so
photo
great.
Vault app, and he, like, has stock...
And there he has it, too.
He has stock dick pics where he just, like, picks one and then sends them to me. So, like, I'll get repeat ones, and there's... I will say this. There is one in particular that he sends me that is...
Is it a good angle?
Quite pleasing.
It's a good angle.
It's a good angle. It's, you know, it's...
Flattering?
It's a very flattering angle.
It's not like, you know...
It's not like it wasn't on a cold day.
You know, it's like a, damn, that I would see that later tonight.
His penis was having a good makeup day.
Yeah, exactly. I'm having a good makeup day.
You are. And your hair is having a good hair day.
Thanks. I did this in the 10 minutes you told me that you were on your way to come get me. I'm like, let me curl my hair real quick. So
yeah, I was like, damn it, Stephanie. Stop looking
Christy
put together.
Christy yelled at me because we're having a casual just stay in game night. I'm literally wearing cargo pants and sneakers. I'm not like...
I saw Stephanie wearing cargo pants and sneakers, so I bought cargo pants and sneakers.
I'm wearing cargo pants and chucks. Like, it's not... I'm not dressed up.
But see, the problem is that Steph can do, like, flawless makeup in 5 minutes. So
not 5 minutes, but like
25 minutes.
So it's like everything looks a little bit nicer.
It's just because I've done it so much that I've gotten it down to like a routine, and I can do it quick, and then like I omit what like things that aren't necessary. So like the nose contour got omitted today, so I was like, do it fast. Oh, whatever. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so next, mom confession. When I go places, I still say that my daughter is two, so we get in free. Go on, judge me for saving $4.
Nobody on this panel ever lies to Disney World or Universal
Never.
Studios and tells them that their children or child is still two. We would never, ever, ever put a five-year-old in a stroller and stick a pacifier in their mouth so that we can pass them off as a two-year-old.
I like the disclaimer. Good job. Anybody from Disney is listening to this. Okay.
Next.
So, let's keep just move
right along.
Mom confession. We took two pictures at the pumpkin patch. My daughter's smiling in the other one, but I posted the one that I look better in.
Uh-huh.
But I do that just as a rule of thumb with like any picture.
Yeah.
Like if I take a picture and I'm the only one that looks good, everybody else looks kind of meh, that's the one that's getting
Well,
posted.
This past Thanksgiving, we took a family photo and everybody... There was one picture where everybody looks great except for Sophie. She wasn't even looking at the camera. And then there was one picture where everybody except for me, I mean, I just didn't like how I looked. I'm sure it was fine. But I didn't like how I looked, but Sophie was looking at the camera and kind of smiling. So I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? And since it was kind of like staggered, like Oliver, Neri was holding Oliver and Sophie was standing. So she was like the bottom half of the picture. And then the three of us were the top half. So I'm like... just gonna splice these two pictures together. And if you look, I mean, if you just look at it really quick, it looks fine. But if you start detailing it, it's like
the tree has
a weird line,
like, or the flower has like two heads instead of one. Like,
let me find it because
I need to see that.
Hysterical. Okay. And I posted it on Instagram, so I put the hashtags. I'm like, you will see.
Oh, by the way, before I continue, I was like, I don't know if you noticed, but I saw that earlier, or maybe it was last night. I don't know if it was last night or it was this morning, but I saw in the Juicy Scoop group that somebody had posted like, oh, I'm looking for like a new podcast to listen to.
Yes.
And I saw that you had commented Mamas and Merlot, and then I replied to, I don't know if you saw, but I replied
I saw
to
your
comment.
Reply.
I was like, yes, that's such a great podcast.
Self-promotion.
Self-promotion.
I've seen Christy do that too on other posts. People are like, yeah, I'm looking for a podcast. I'm like, you should.
Send some Mama
usually, I try to be good, and I'm like,
no,
check out my podcast.
No.
But
oh, but I've done that in Lady Gang too. Sometimes they'll be like, oh, what's a good a different podcast, like a good podcast, and I've gone in there and I just put Mama's Umbrella.
Yeah,
and like I've had like a couple people comment like under it, like, oh, that sounds interesting, I'm gonna listen. And I was like,
yeah,
so
nobody said
if
anything.
You've gotten stumble across us because of either the Juicy Scoop Gang or group or the Lady Gang, welcome.
Let
girls
us know.
Thanks. Selfless shameless self-promotion.
Yep.
So, okay, I can't wait for my five-year one to become a teenager solely because I want to wake him up as early and unnecessarily as possible.
Well, I totally enjoy waking Sophie up now. It's really fun.
I don't even care about waking them up early. I just want them to like be able to do stuff.
Sophie's getting to that age where she can do stuff.
Well, Link, I'm pretty sure that Link is going to be like really OCD, like, and really clean, because today he was.
I found the picture. My professional photoshopping skills.
I'm a graphic like person, so like it took 2 seconds.
Yeah, to no, it's really it. Obvious. If you know that it's there, it's super obvious.
I congratulate you, but your husband now has three hands.
He has three hands?
Yes.
Oh my god, he does have three hands. look at my hair.
No, your hair like just stops.
It's like it just stops, but then it kind of keeps going down here. I was laughing hysterically when I posted
this. Vanessa's
going
to post this.
Oh, I'll share it. Sure, I'll share it. Let me save it so I can find it.
Yeah, for next week.
So Lincoln, like today, he came across something dirty on the floor. I think I had spilled water or something. And he goes,
oh, it's dirty like that. I thought you meant dirty, like X-rated dirty.
No. Like, and he goes, Mama, dirty. And he goes, and I go, okay, Papi, I'll clean it. And he goes, no, Lincoln, clean it. Give me wipey. So I gave him a wipey and he wiped it down and he goes, okay, I'm going to throw it away. And he went to the trash and he threw it away. So like, he's already doing stuff. So I just want to tell him, like, you need to clean the pool and you need to mow the lawn.
Yeah.
Listen, every Friday before I could go out with my friends, before I got my $20 for the weekend and I was allowed to go out with my friends, I had to clean the house when I got home from school. So my mother-in-law is actually the one that would bring us home from school, because that's how long David and I have been together, that we used to, his mom used to pick me up from school and take us all home.
Jesus.
What happened? Oh, God. Did he dick pic the group chat?
No. I'll fucking kill him. That would have been fantastic. This is only a little bit better.
Oh, Jeff is obsessed with my sunglasses.
He really likes your sunglasses.
I'll buy him a pair if he really likes
I them. I want a pair of your sunglasses.
They're Billabong. They're like super,
oh,
they're like
I want them.
Bucks.
Tell me
they're
where to get them. I actually
so
like
I got
them.
Those at the Billabong store in City Walk in Universal, because I had left my sunglasses and we were there and I'm like, I just need a pair of sunglasses. So I walked into Fossil to get a pair of sunglasses, but I'm like, I don't feel like paying $100 for sunglasses that I'm going to lose. And I've had these sunglasses for 2 fucking years.
That's awesome.
So Billabong, yeah. $22. Anyway,
I need to put contacts on if I'm gonna wear those.
Anyway, so yeah, I needed to clean. I needed to like dust the furniture, and I needed to like sweep and mop the floor. And I needed to clean. Like that house had to be spotless by the time my mom got home from work on Friday, or I wasn't allowed to go out. So that's gonna be my rule. Like if you want to go somewhere, or if you want a car, or if you want money to do something, to take your little girlfriend out, or whatever the fuck that you want to do, you need to mow the lawn, and you need to clean the pool, and you need to bathe the dogs, and that's things that are, and clean, and
oh, fact.
You have to fucking do fact. Everything. You're not going fucking anywhere.
I'm with you.
Sorry. Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
So this is the one that I really laughed at, and I think I mentioned this to you, Vanessa.
Okay.
Nothing makes me more emotionally torn than my child coughing at 1 a.m. What can I do? Maybe if I just shut the door. I felt so bad, but it just made so much
sense.
Just roll
over and pretend like it's not happening.
Well, I told you guys the other day.
Did I get it in?
You got it in?
No.
That's what she said.
I'm going to...
I told you guys earlier today, like, my mom came over the other night, like, at 9:30 after work because she had to drop something off here. As she walks in, and she's like, oh, my God, your kids are coughing. They're coughing so much. And I was like, they're coughing? Mother of the year over here. I was like, I mean, I had heard them coughing, but I didn't think it was that bad. But she was like, they're coughing so much. And, of course, she said it, and then... they woke up crying because of that kind of thing. I guess the more you ignore it, the better.
No, but that made me laugh.
It really did. That was...
Your husband's stupid.
I know.
Mine are yours.
Oh, I know.
Yours too.
I love you, Pookie. What are you doing? Behave.
He's licking my butt. I was sitting on the...
Do you
want to
open that?
No, because I told him to do that.
Is it a dick pic?
Yeah. No,
I'm pretty sure it is. Come in.
It's special.
Come in. Have a seat.
Party crasher number one.
Party crasher number one.
My husband's here.
And then all of a sudden I feel...
Do you want to open this text message you just sent me?
I didn't send you a text
message. Oh, really?
I don't even have my phone on.
Is it the one with a good angle, though?
Is that your kid?
Yeah, he's kicking the door.
No, I didn't probably get a good angle. It's Lord of the Rings.
Well, but was that a stock one, or this is new?
Did you look at it?
No, it's new.
Have you looked at it?
Wait, did you see it while he took it?
Oh, my God, if it's both of you, I'm going to...
No.
Is it both? If it's both, you have to share. Oh, my God, she, like, spiked the phone.
Burn my sunglasses!
The phone... No!
I was wondering why it was so quiet out there.
Wait, did you watch him do it?
No. Wait.
I'm the idea man. I'm the idea man.
Do that dance again. Perfect.
You boomerang that?
Yes.
Oh my God, baby, you look like...
I like almost want to show like it to penis. You guys so that you can see.
No, let me take one from a good angle.
No, I'm gonna like cover things.
The nuts and berries?
I'm going to
cover the nuts and berries.
Cover the nuts and berries so you can kind of like...
See how your glasses were defiled?
How my glasses were defiled.
Well, good thing they only cost $20. You can get a clean pair.
Hold on.
Okay. I don't want to. Ah, it's hairy.
Do you see what they did to my poor sunglasses?
I'll give you
Do
some
bleach. Do you have
bleach.
Clorox wipes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
But,
okay, so...
I love you.
And she was being all loving too today.
I know she was like hugging us.
Our apologies for that hot mess.
That is our lives, ladies and gentlemen.
This is what happened.
And Neri wasn't even involved in that.
I'm sure he was.
Or no, I mean, in the room right
I
now.
I actually think he's putting the kids to bed. So
what time is
Neri's
it?
Neri's actually doing his job.
He better be putting them to bed. It's already past bedtime.
I just received my weekly dick pic. However, this week, my sunglasses were defiled.
The ones we were just talking about.
The ones that my cute Billabong sunglasses.
Did you get one too?
I mean, it's true. No,
shit.
I just got a dick pic. My husband sent me a picture of Dick Clark.
He gets 2 points for that.
He does.
I was scared. I'm like, okay, now the glasses are going to be on everybody's.
2 points
you might
to
as
Hufflepuff,
well
Jeffrey. All right, well.
Only 2 points? What are you giving him, 5?
Whatever. Anyway. Chris... Oh, Lord.
We're never going to finish this.
It's not like
way.
We're trying to record a podcast or anything.
Love you. Okay. Wait, that wasn't mine.
No. Was
We love you anyway.
We love you anyway.
Christy, what was next on your list?
I'm sorry, that was good. So, when I'm thirsty, but I'm too lazy to get up, I may drink out of my son's juice or water from a sippy cup.
I've done that.
All the time.
Fact.
Is that supposed to be embarrassing?
Apparently. It's like a confession. It's not embarrassing.
Link leaves like milk in every sippy cup, and I like milk, and like milk's expensive, so I'm not going to just like let it.
Agreed.
I'm just going to pour it down the drain. I'll drink that shit.
Fact. Is expensive.
Well, my kid drinks rice milk. That shit's super expensive.
What does that shit taste like?
That's actually super sweet. It's really good. It's really freaking good. I didn't expect it. It's watery, but it's really freaking
like
good.
Like how almond milk is watery?
But better. Okay. Like, I like it better. Like, almond milk, I can't drink it unless it's like vanilla or something. So it tastes. But this, straight up, just like that, super. It's really good to hide stuff in.
Like, okay, well.
Good to know.
I'll take your word.
Yeah, but your kid has to actually, like, get to like it. My kid hated almond milk, loves rice milk. That shit's super expensive because it comes in a carton, not a gallon.
Okay, what's next?
Okay. I just threw away my kid's singing Justin Bieber doll, and I don't even feel bad about it. I feel that you're a better parent.
Yeah, congratulations. I've done that, though. I've thrown away toys. I'm like, who knows where it went?
Well, that one goes hand in hand with, where is it? Because this one was a good one, too.
Please take longer.
I almost broke my neck tripping over a Transformer toy.
That one was my favorite.
So I threw the thing right down the stairs just to make myself feel better.
Good
call.
That
sounds about right because I've done that shit.
This morning, okay, so my kids have like a little play set of a mop, a broom, and it has like a little duster and a little like dustpan, you know, like to pretend, learn how to clean up the house, whatever. Apparently one of them, and I'm not sure which one, decided that the mop needed to go in the toilet.
I heard about this.
And
but she was cleaning.
I don't know. I don't know if it was her. It might have been him.
Well, he was cleaning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then so Nary said he took it out of the toilet and he left it in the bathroom for it to dry before we threw it away, so it wouldn't like drip toilet water everywhere. And then I completely forgot about it since I'm not the one that dealt with it. I wasn't even home when it happened. It was when I was in St. Petersburg. So he told me the story, but I just kind of like forgot about it. And this morning I got woken up to Oliver running the mop over my feet, and I'm like,
oh,
that's disgusting. And then I launched, I took them up from him, I yelled at him, and then I threw it halfway across the house. I was like, this is disgusting. So now I have to go throw it away in garbage.
I have thrown shit away because I step on it.
Oh, all the time.
If well, I step on it, it's out.
My brother-in-law gave us a Darth Vader toaster for Christmas. It's really cute. It's Darth Vader's head, and like it leaves the imprint of like Star Wars on the toast. Yeah. It's really cute. But Link thinks it's a toy. So the other day he had taken it out of the box and he was playing with it. And like it wasn't plugged in or anything, so like, I knew he wasn't going to get electrocuted. But he was just like playing with it and like putting stuff in it and like watching it pop out or whatever. But then like he left it in the middle on the floor, and then I put him to bed and I did the whole thing. And then I forgot it was there and I tripped over it. So I took the Darth Vader. I didn't throw it away because it's David's, and if I threw away the Darth Vader fucking toaster, like I would get divorced or something.
I feel like I have an issue if you would have thrown it away too.
So I picked it up and I threw it in my closet and I just shut the door, and I was just like, I don't ever want to see that shit ever again.
But I could see that happening.
I was really mad. I was really mad.
I could see that though.
Because that really hurt my fucking foot.
I'm telling you, there's like, I've stepped on like little toys and I'm like, fuck you. And I've thrown them away, or I've opened the sliding glass door and I just throw them. Not even
playing with like really small Legos yet.
That, let me tell you, I have a fear of that when that day comes, because I see shit on the floor.
My mom says that the die-cast cars are also like really bad.
Well, I was gonna say, I've seen stuff on the floor. Like Nathan loves like Matchbox toys, cars, and stuff like that. And
those are the worst.
And I've stepped on.
My mom says the Matchbox cars are worse.
Cuddly with Jeff.
Of course she is. He's cuddly. And I've stepped
on. Not. He's bony.
I'm surprisingly cuddly.
Okay. Well.
I've stepped on Matchbox like car toys, and I have like fucking seen stars, and I've thrown them, and then the car gets that, like, it's literally, I pick it up, I walk to the sliding glass door, and I just throw it in the backyard. Like, he takes half of them out there anyway. Find it eventually.
Yeah, I know.
I just dripped ice cream on my son's head, and I might have licked it off.
I've done that.
I don't
especially
know
if, since I baby wear, like, I've done
you
that.
Still baby wear?
Oh, hell yeah.
In you Disney, still, you have like a 60 pound baby.
He's like 38 pounds. Relax. And, I have a Tula and I carry him around. Sophie fits in the Tula.
Really?
I've worn her on my back. Baby wearing is the tits, and I totally recommend it.
I never got into baby wearing because he just weighed so much.
I didn't do it.
It helps so much with heavy kids.
Oh, but he weighed so much.
So I was for the baby wearing until I saw something really, really like terrible happen. At Disney, and I from then, like, David and I looked at each other, and like I wasn't even pregnant, like we weren't even like thinking about having kids, and we looked at each other, we're like, we're not doing that, because like it's a really sad story, and I don't know what ended up happening, so, but it scared us so much, we were like, no, we're not doing that.
And I question, maybe I had the wrong one.
Maybe I have a Tula
because Nathan just weighed.
I didn't do the baby carrying with the baby wearing with Sophie. I did it with Oliver. And let me tell you that I love it.
I tried with Nathan, and I have a couple pictures of him in it, but he just weighed so much. And then I would give it to Jeff, because you see all these dads like on like social media and stuff like that, like with the baby wearing and stuff like that. And like Jeff just bitched about it. He's like, the kid weighs so much.
My father-in-law used to baby wear with, like I've said in the past, like David's brother's 17 years younger than him. So when we took him to Disney, like we were a not adult adults, but I don't still think I'm an adult, but like we were like, you know, 18, 19 or whatever, and he would baby wear Sebastian,
right?
You know,
look here, Sophie, this is the last time we went to Disney. This was January 16th on my back.
How funny.
Look, And she loved it. We were in line for like 45 minutes and she just hung out on my back for 45 minutes.
That didn't weigh?
Towards the end of the 45 minutes it did, but I'm not going to lie, but it wasn't terrible. It was better than actually carrying her with my arms for 45 minutes.
I guess, yeah. Yeah, like the one we had, like he was in the front and like he faced out. Mm-hmm. And he just weighed so much. And then like his little legs would hurt after a while. So I was like, nah, whatever.
I mean, I got the Tula late with Oliver. Like, I didn't have it from the beginning. I got it when he was, like, one. And I was like, where has this been all my life? Tula, I'm a fan. I recommend.
Yeah, like, my friends, I have a couple friends. Speaking of
Patty, you need to give me my Tula back.
Yeah, like, I have a couple friends that have baby worn and stuff like that. But, like, I just couldn't. And then, like, I would want Jeff to do it. And he's like, he weighs too much. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
But it helps. It's better than having to arm carry. Because it's strapped to you, so it's using your back and your waist and all of that. Maybe you were wearing the...
No, I think I just didn't have the right one.
Or maybe it wasn't like some of them one. Are uncomfortable. Yeah. Look, here's another one. Oliver, on my back.
You're cute.
This is one of my favorite pictures of us.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm. At MGM.
But there's a couple more, but they're not as like interesting.
The mom confessions. Does anybody have a mom confession that they want to share? I mean, we've agreed with all of these, but...
I mean, when I'm lazy, I don't want to get up from something. Like, if he needs a diaper change and, like, it's really bad. Like, Link's diaper, like, his craps at this point smell like fucking man craps. And I know it's, like, there because whatever.
You can smell it.
And then I tell him, I'm like, hi, boo-boo.
Cremita.
Mommy, cremita.
As we discussed. As we discussed in our last episode, the perfectly posh sleepy stick, Ollie has come in here to ask Vanessa. It is time for cremita.
Yeah.
That shit's the bomb.
But anyway, when I smell it in the aroma, I tell him, I'm like, puppy, go get me a diaper and go get me the wipes. He goes, okay, mama. And he goes and he gets me a diaper and he gets me a wipey. And then he climbs onto my bed and lays down with his butt to me. And he knows. So I've trained my child to enable my laziness.
I like this.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to put like the wipes closer to Dave. I mean, I'm to Dave.
I have wipes everywhere, though. Like, I have his diapers. Like, I have a little diaper station, like, in the hallway. So that's accessible to everybody. So, like, it's a hallway that's, like, it's the hallway that leads, like, from my bedroom to the living room and to the kitchen. So, it's, like, in the kind of, like, a centralized area in my house. So, he knows where that is. And then I have wipes there. I have wipes in his room. I have wipes in my room. I have wipes everywhere. So, he just finds whichever the closest, like, pack of wipes is and he brings them. So, I've also... I don't know. What else do I do with my kid? Oh, I blame him for like either not being able to go somewhere or not being on time for something.
You said this
before. Or for leave. I said it last week, I think. And for leaving early, like anything, even to like taking him to school. Like sometimes like there is like a totally times where I'm just the one that like oversleeps and I wake up late. But then I'll get to school and be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. He gave me such a tough morning. He was crying. He didn't want to change his diaper. He didn't want to get dressed. And then the teacher's like, oh, don't worry. I'll take care of it. Meanwhile, my ass just didn't feel like getting up at 6:30. I didn't roll out my ass out of bed till 7:15. So, you know.
See, but these are stuff like that. Or if I need to leave early from like somewhere I really don't want to be, I'm like, I gotta have to go pick up Lincoln. I'm so sorry. I really wish I could stay longer. Like, there's times, like, with Nathan, like, I've done that multiple times with Nathan, but, and, like, there's times when, like, Jeff will have plans with his friends, and I'm like, I'll watch Nathan, you go, don't worry about it, go.
Oh, yeah, if it's somewhere I don't want to go, I'd be like, oh my God, I've asked everybody, and I don't have a babysitter, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and I'll be like, just, it's okay, it's just the time I'm watching Nathan, and it's just literally, I'm just like, I'm just so tired, I just want to sit in my house. And it's not that I don't like these people, it's just, I just don't want to go out.
I'm finding the ability to have the energy because of the way I am. Like, I'm not, like, you were making fun of me earlier today, but I'm not one of these girls that, like, can just, like, put on jeans and a t-shirt and leave the house. I can't like not wear makeup. It's just my thing. I did to breakfast.
I wish I was like that.
See, I did to breakfast this morning.
Well, that was amazing.
Okay, so a little bit of backstory. I'm not the best sleeper. I've never been a good sleeper. When I was a teenager, I was like a diagnosed insomniac. I even had like priests pray over me and stuff to like.
Well, your birthday is 666.
Yeah, well, I used to have like people.
This pray is fact, over people.
Me. No, it's not a lie. It's 100% true. I'll show you my birth certificate. I
know you won't put it online, but yes.
I mean, I'm not gonna put like my social security number online, but my birth. I mean, whatever. I'll put my driver's license. So. But anyway, yeah, I've always had trouble sleeping, not falling asleep, but staying asleep like through the night. Like I wake up a lot, and you know, whatever.
Like my kid.
So, and it takes me, and if I wake up, like it takes me a while to fall back asleep and whatever. So, I've recently acquired a Xanax prescription, just to kind of like mellow me out and to kind of, you know, just like get me to the place I need to be so that I could like fall asleep and stay asleep.
Vanessa's back.
So I figured, I'm like, well, so last good. Night my Lincoln stayed with my in-laws. Last night Link stayed with my in-laws, and he was sleeping over, and since we had our mommy's night out, I figured, and when we got home I figured you know what, let me take a Xanax to go to sleep. So that way, like, I know I'm sleeping in and whatever. Dave is always up at the ass crack of dawn. Like, it doesn't matter what fucking day it is. Like, he wakes up at, like, by 7, he's up. So I woke up to our group chat that was, like, 45 messages deep. And there was, like, talk about breakfast. And Dave kept, like, oh, I don't think Steph's going to be up, guys. Like, go ahead and go without us. Like, whatever. So then I saw it. I'm like, no, we can go. I'm just still a little, like... I'm just a little asleep because like I took a Xanax before bed, so I'm just a little bit slow. So I'm like, but I'll just get dressed and go. So the reason that I did that this morning is because I was like still on my Xanax, like I was coming down from it, so I just didn't care. Apparently it was, and if Jeff wants to come in and
it was the best
chime in ever. Or whatever. Jeffrey! If he wants to chime in,
I basically had breakfast with like every celebrity that I've ever wanted to meet.
Enter.
We're discussing.
Come babe, in, come here. You are allowed to enter.
Yeah. Tell the story of how I was at breakfast this morning.
My favorite rendition of Steph in the world. She walks in with the Audrey Hepburn glasses and is just like, it's like
that now have to be melted.
Sanitized. Yeah,
they have to throw them into like fucking Mordor or something.
They've
like
been
that.
Defiled.
You're welcome for that. I didn't send her the picture.
Nobody thanked you.
Her husband sent it. Yeah. So she walks in and it was almost like she was gliding on you. There wasn't really steps.
I felt that way.
You were like gliding. Oh, you could tell. You were just like, it was like in those movies when you just see somebody walk in and it's just,
it was
there was
Morticia.
A light behind you, I think. There was like a glow.
I was also wearing like a long black dress.
Yeah. It was a Morticia hover, like that she just like appears in the room.
But then when you sat down and you take your glasses off, your eyes were just, I don't know where you were. Because your eyes were not there. And they were not there for a good 15 minutes. And then you were like, I don't even think I can order or speak Spanish right now.
I know. I told David. I told David to order.
I'm so mad that I missed the first 5 minutes of breakfast.
She goes, I don't think in this state I can speak Spanish at the moment. And I was dying because she was right in front of me. And it was the greatest thing I had ever seen. But yeah. And then slowly you started getting out of it.
Yeah, by the time you guys got there, I was already like pretty okay.
Damn it.
But
it was the best. She was like, I'm honestly.
All right, now we're gonna play some.
Well, no, send Arian. I need him to tell a story.
Oh.
Continue. I'm really upset that I missed Xanax.
It was kind
stuff.
Of awesome. It was. I'm telling you, it was basically we had breakfast with most of the like celebrities that I like. Well, having breakfast with a celebrity feels like. She was just there with her glasses and she's like, you know?
But I wasn't in a bad
Hello,
mood.
Husband.
I
That's
was,
why.
Like, it's very pleasant
well,
to be around this
I hope
morning.
Meeting my celebrities will be like.
Not on that shirt.
Wow, yeah, that chair's uncomfortable. Shit.
What, did they bring that chair?
No, Raul once sat in that chair a few episodes ago of the Geekmore podcast, and he literally stopped the recording and said, "Hey, I'm sorry, I think I bent your chair," and the chair was bent.
Oh.
So the last thing I need is another fat guy to sit in that chair
and bend it.
And bend it more so. And then it breaks. And then it makes it seem like Mary's the one that broke that chair. Like, no, bitch, that shit was bent before somebody else. So
you bend it like Beckham. I heard you there. I got your BFF.
So that's what happened?
I wanted you to tell the Sophie cell phone story.
What
the teacher told you, she said.
Oh. So our daughter has been making play cell phones with pieces of paper that she's been folding it so that it looks like a flip phone type of deal. And so she's been drawing. She draws the numbers and stuff.
Here, take my mic.
She draws the numbers. And so we've heard her have conversations.
Yeah, the other day, she, 7 o'clock in the morning, walks up to me while I'm sleeping this close to my face. And she's like, Mommy, I made my phone. And then she starts, I gotta call my husband. Yeah. So, and then she calls
him. Oh, no.
Yeah, no. She calls him and she goes, "Hi, honey." And I'm like, I think she's listening to me because that's how I greet Neri when he calls me.
So then I go pick her up at school the other day and she goes, "Yeah, she's been playing with a cell phone."
Hold it closer to your face, please.
And she's been playing with her make believe cell phone. Mind you, that morning when I dropped her off, my daughter was talking to me, telling me the conversation she was having with her quote unquote husband with her cell phone. And she goes, "But it's just a game, Papi. It's not real." I go, okay. So she understands the difference between make-believe and real. And when I picked her up later that day, the teacher told me, yeah, so she had the conversation. So that she has her cell phone that she's been making on paper. I go, yeah, I know. And then the teacher was like, yeah, she was like, "Listen, I can't tonight because I have the kids and I'm by myself. And I can't."
Wait, this was Sophie?
This is Sophie. So Sophie goes, "Yeah, I have the kids tonight. I can't do this anymore. I'm by myself. It's like they're driving me crazy."
I wonder where she hears all of this.
I have no idea.
So yeah, that was
no idea.
Real conversation. That these are quotes that the teacher's telling me that Sophie had was, "You got to come. I'm with the kids by myself, and you got to come and help me out because I can't do this. They're driving me crazy." Yeah, yeah, everything the whole night, and I'm dying. I'm like,
she
laughing.
Threw you under the fucking bus.
Oh, for sure.
But I'm laughing, but I'm like, okay, wow. And then the teachers are losing their shit laughing. I'm trying not to laugh in front of
it's fucking
Sophie.
Hysterical.
So then I go and drop her out, put her in the car seat, and then tell Vanessa to roll down her window. And I quietly, as quietly as I could from the outside, tell Vanessa the story. And because I don't want Sophie to hear me tell the story.
Because Vanessa didn't go in the class with you.
No, she didn't go to class.
No, I waited in the car. It was too hot to get out.
So then...
Understandable.
When I tell Vanessa the story, Vanessa loses her mind. She's like, "She did nuts." I'm like, "Yes, she did." And it's totally... But it totally aligns with everything that Sophie has been saying for the last few days to us. Has been, "I'm calling my husband, and we have a baby," and we ask her what's her husband's name, and her husband's name is Oliver, which is obviously our son's name.
That's a little weird.
Which is what I said, and then I got scorned by Vanessa.
I understand
for saying
because
that
it's the only other boy really that she hangs out with a lot, so I understand her wanting to name it, but it's a little weird.
I don't know what's messed up. What's more messed up, the fact that her imaginary husband,
some Blue Lagoon shit.
No, her
going
imaginary
on.
Her husband. They weren't brothers and sisters.
I thought that was
no.
A
they were raised
Lagoon.
Together.
No, they were just happened to be raised together. Yeah. Their parents, they were just kids from the ship.
Yeah.
Okay, Cersei and Jaime, whatever.
All right. So I don't know. I don't know what's more weird: the fact that she named her imaginary husband after her brother, or the fact she didn't name her imaginary husband after me. I was a little jealous. I was like, "What the fuck? Why am I not?"
She also named one of her children Vanessa.
Oh yeah, she named one of her two children Vanessa. And
he doesn't know the names.
The other child that she has, which is a boy, her son, is not named Neri.
What's the son's name?
Hector. Hector. Our kid
the fuck
school.
Is Hector?
He's a kid from school.
Hector's a kid from school, and I've been telling her every time she talks to me about Hector, she has a bad day at school. So I tell her, I'm like, "You need to stay away from Hector." And the other day that she did really good at school, she only got 2 X's. She's like, "Mommy, I only got 2 X's, and I stayed away from Hector." And I was like, "High five, baby," because
Sophia.
Hector gets her in trouble.
This is your TT Stephanie. Please, for the love of all things sacred, do not name your child Hector.
So we're gonna
or Neri.
So yeah, no, Neri's not allowed. I'm not allowing that.
Well, my mom told me that too. I was like, "What if we named the baby after her mom.
She wanted to name at least a middle name of a future child after her mom. And
Elvira?
Yeah. We don't like that name. We, meaning my wife and I, don't like that name, but she wants to do it.
No, I said it to my mom because my mom said that she doesn't like naming kids after other people. I was like, oh, you wouldn't like it if I named the baby after you, even if it was a middle name. She's like, no, don't do that.
Yeah, she
flat out told me don't do that.
She goes, I hate my name. And I was like, oh, good, I'm not the only one.
But you know the funny thing is, I spent my, and this is sad, but not, like, my dad's name, I always thought, like, not that it was like a bad name, but I always thought it was like so random and weird.
Hitler?
No. my dad's name is Ignacio.
Okay.
So it was never like a name I even thought about as like for a kid. But after my dad passed away, like my kid's name, his middle name is Nathan Ignacio. And I never even thought about it. But now I'm like, I kind of like it. Like the older I get, I like weird names.
Because not that many people have them.
Well, I've always liked weird names.
Why would you like Neri?
Because it's an ugly name. It's not about it being weird or different. I don't care about that. It's not like I'm like, oh, I wish my name was Tom. It's an ugly name. I don't like the name.
I'm not particularly fond of my name. I like my middle name more than I like my actual name.
I like weird names. I like different names. I don't like ugly names. I don't know if she's told you the story that we, prior to us even being married or getting pregnant, we had discussed names in a joking manner that we at one point fell in love with, and we're like, we're gonna name our kids that. And the moment she got pregnant, I'm like, great, now we can name our kid whatever we said. And she was like, no, we were young and stupid, that's not gonna happen. I wanted to name, so the name is September. I wanted to name our kid September.
I know.
And yeah. So I no, because
are you Wyclef? Like because, what the fuck?
Because
November, September. No, because I don't know that because song.
But that's how the conversation started. It was like, oh, people are named June, May, April,
when she first,
January.
When she was first,
there's like September. There's like August. There's all June,
August. I like April.
There's all these names that are months. Yeah, and so as a joke, it started off a complete joke. As a joke, I said, oh, but they don't name September, and my birth month is September. So I go, oh, what? September's not good enough for a name. And we all started joking and laughing. And the more I would repeat that joke amongst family and friends, the more I go, hey, September, I do like the name. Like, if you take away the meaning, that fact that we know that September is a month, September, I like the name as a name. I still, to this day, I like the name. I'm not going to fight for it because there's other names that I would like above.
When she told me that she was pregnant, I'm like, and she told me that, like, if I let Neri name this baby, he's going to name it September. If it's a girl, I'm like,
but please do everything. But she's bullshitting because she wanted that name prior to us getting pregnant.
It. Well, yeah, but
she
then like it. September signs. But yeah. Then I got pregnant. No, I would have called her Emmy. The E-M in September. I was like, I can't accept
There's an E and there's an M.
I would call her Emmy.
That was my hesitation with the name. Because to this day, I will still legitimately have a conversation and say, I like the name September. Yes, if you took away the indentation of the knowledge that it is a month of the year, that's what makes it ridiculous. But if you take away the fact that it is a month of the year, the name itself, September, I like. The only thing that I don't like about the name September is that there's no real nickname for it.
That's right.
That's the only thing that I'm like, it's a long name.
Listen.
And there's no real set. You know,
if you could take a Lorelei and make it into Rory, you could do whatever the fuck exactly. You want with it.
Yeah, no, I get it. Like, but I still. So we get pregnant, and she goes, "I'm not doing that." I didn't even argue it. And the other name that we had was going to be first name Brooke, middle name Lynn. So
I love that.
Yeah, that's.
I love that.
Oh, they could hear you from here.
Because my dad's from Brooklyn. So I've told David, like, we have a girl named Set, but as like a second, like, girl name, I told him, like, I really like to honor my dad. Like, I really love Brooke. I love the name Brooke. But I like Brooklyn, but not Brooklyn as like an actual name, but like first name Brooke, middle name Lynn. I really like that.
Yeah. And so I thought we were going to go with one of the two. And mind you, we had no boy names. We just picked two girl names. And
I thought Max was your
boy. And well, yeah, I know, but that's not.
But he doesn't like Max.
I don't like Max because it's not Max.
No, he wants Maximus.
And that's the reason I didn't name.
Would have called him Max.
Yeah, and that's the reason
I would have called him Max.
And that's the reason I vetoed Max, because the moment she goes, I'm not going to call him Maximus, I'm going to call him Max, I go, no, I'm not going to do that.
Well, look,
Max is a dog's name.
I spent 10
Maximus
years.
Maximus is a person's name.
10, 15 years stuck that if I had a son, his name.
I got to go. We're playing Clue. I got to go.
Okay.
Love you guys. Thank you. Check out the Shiver podcast.
Yeah. I spent.
Wait, please hold.
We just need to tag.
What?
No. No. No, talking to us. I spent good, like...
Dave's going to get mad that we haven't...
Call him in.
Yeah.
Babe!
I spent a good 10 to 15 years swearing up and down that the future kid's name was going to be Sebastian. And
that's then your brother-in-law.
Yes, but then I met
people... You're not David.
You're not David.
I didn't call you, babe. Go away.
We want David.
But then I met people...
I cut out my niece. Go, honey.
And they named... And Sebastian becomes Seba.
Are you using your cup?
Hey, we're trying to play Simpsons Clue. Can you hurry this up,
please? Suck my dick.
Is the kids asleep?
Yeah, they're
sweet.
Sure, Jan. I felt bad because you were the only one we hadn't asked to come in here. Where's the fourth mic?
I don't know, but then I have to. Here. That's gonna fuck up my editing.
We just hand it off. Okay. But yeah, like I spent like a good amount of time saying Sebastian, and then my biggest issue, and I don't know if this is actually a good thing for Dave, come here.
Your brother's name is Sebastian.
Your brother's name is Sebastian. How many people call your brother, because you are of Latin descent, Seba?
That is correct.
No one.
Because that's the one reason that I didn't fight to name Nathan Sebastian.
No one calls him Seba.
Because
or
there's...
Sebi, or...
They don't call him Sebi? Nobody calls him Sebi ever?
No one.
The thing is, because so many people use that.
The Hispanic thing that they do is they call him... Since he was little... And this was... I, to this day...
Closer to your face, please.
Sorry. I am the one that first started calling him this.
Mina.
No, it's fine.
They call him Gordo.
Oh, well.
Which means little fatty.
Oh, my God. Sorry. My cousin's friend, American girl, doesn't speak Spanish. Like, my aunt kept calling her gorda. Like, she would be like, I see gordita, whatever. She would be like, oh, can you pass me? Ay, gordita, toma. Like, she would pass her whatever it is that she was asking for. So then one day, my cousin's friend looked at me. She goes, what does gordita mean? And I was like, I don't want to answer this question.
Lovingly chubby.
I was like, literally translated, it means fatty. Fat little girl. But the way my aunt is saying it is with all the love in the world. So please, please, please don't be offended.
Oh, no. Let me tell you, I can throw you a great one that, like, still to this day, every time I hear it, makes me cringe. And I can't do anything about it. But apparently it's a thing in Cuba. So, and this is totally not offensive. I don't want to be offensive to anybody. But, like, Jeff's grandmother, so Nathan's great-grandmother, to everybody, says, mi negra.
Right.
Mi negro, mi negro. So, like, that's,
yeah,
like...
one of my parents' best friends.
Yes.
They call him negro.
David just took my wine.
I saw that.
Get out.
But that's like saying, my nigga.
But... No, David.
That's exactly but what it is.
Okay, guys, you have said the R word before, so
fine.
That was with an A. That was with an A.
We have black listeners.
But it's with an A.
We love you.
Listen, it's said with all the respect in the world.
Listen, all
clearly it was
there was an A at the end.
But
I get it. But the thing is,
that's all the little white kids from Kendall call themselves that.
Yeah. The thing is, like, this is like apparently this is like a Cuban thing, like. Which makes me think back to my grandparents, which is like, there was some weird shit going on in Cuba, because my grandmother called my grandfather.
It's you guys and my husband.
I know, but your bra's poking out. Yeah. I'm just letting you know.
My husband doesn't care. If it's one of the other guys,
he shook his finger at me. He like,
but my grandmother used to call my grandfather, it's a term of endearment,
right.
Chino.
Right.
Was your grandfather Asian?
No.
Did he have like?
Because I have Cuban Asian. Like, nobody ever believes me, but I have Cuban Asian.
I can see it.
I really do. My great grandfather is Asian.
Yeah, I can see it. So do I.
From like Chino.
Did he have Asian?
Chino,
eyes?
Like from China, like from
apparently
China.
From Cuba, like old school Cubans. Mi negra, mi negro, mm-hmm. Chino, like they're all like
Cubans are not the only ones who do that.
Well, at least I know from like. Well, I was just making us racist. We can make you racist too. Come on. Join on the bandwagon. Come on,
but Venezuela. But Cuban guys have escaped Nazis in your country.
Exactly.
There's a lot of people that look really fucking European in your country.
So. I know. That's why I'm this color.
Have you seen Kyle? He's about
this. Okay. Dave,
thank God this is not a visual podcast.
But yeah, like that's what.
But anyway, yeah. So Sebastian, like I remember the day that the first time I called him Gordo, I was laying down on my sister in law's bed and I had him like on my chest. And I was like, you're getting so fat, you're such a little Gordo. And I kept calling him Gordo. And then the entire family started calling him Gordo, and nobody credits me for starting calling him Gordo. I call them Gordo. So, but when they refer to him like by his name, they always say Sebastian. Nobody ever calls him Sebi, Seba, Sebas, like nothing.
I didn't think about it my entire life. I've always wanted to name my son Sebastian because I wanted to name.
And we still have a long night to go.
We have a long night. We have like four. We got other food coming though.
It's okay.
It's only
food.
8 o'clock.
Where's my Instacart?
Yeah, it's about to be here. But yeah, like my whole thing is I've always wanted, you'll get this. Well, most of you should get this. And if you don't, we have questions.
I ordered apple pie and didn't order cake. You guys told me to order apple pie.
I told you. And I
against my better judgment.
But then I told you to order cake because you said you don't like pie.
We took the gamble on the cookies.
That's right. We got cookies.
But yeah, like I've always, and you guys will, you better know this connection. The reason I wanted to call my son Sebastian is because I spent my entire life wanting to call my son Bastion.
I've never heard of
yes. So I always told Jeff.
Do you know that David? Yes! Do you know that David's never seen Neverending Story?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Don't watch it.
You're kidding. It'll kill you.
Yeah, no. Mary made me watch it a few months ago, and it was the worst thing I've ever seen.
Don't watch it. Don't watch it now.
I don't know how I made it through my childhood.
If you didn't watch it as a kid, don't watch it now.
Yeah, don't watch it now.
It is really, really sad.
Like, but it's not even that. It's sad. Like, just don't. It's
so boring as an adult that it's not sad.
It's not weird.
It's boring. It's sad that I spent the hour and a half.
Understand that David is, as much as I call him like an old man, he's also like six.
Oh,
I think that might be my
child at heart.
Hold on, I'll be right back. I think that might be my Instagram.
Have you? Okay, so I'll.
But I'm really into like fantasy stuff.
I'll reference this one. Which, David, I'm going to start to judge you soon. Have you ever seen...
Start?
I don't judge you.
You've been judging me from the moment you met me.
No, that's love. I love you.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but we judge people from the moment we meet them.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm not negatively judged. Now I'm negatively judging you. They didn't see Neverending Story as a child. I feel sorry for you.
I understand that.
But did you ever watch Labyrinth?
Yeah.
Watch Labyrinth Story.
Okay.
Watch it.
Okay. Don't watch it.
If you... No, but have you seen Labyrinth?
No.
David Bowie.
No.
Watch.
Stephanie
watch.
Loves Labyrinth.
That's what I'm saying. Watch. Yeah. If and this is to all viewers, listeners, if you have not seen as an adult Neverending Story, don't watch it because if you say you hate it, I'm going to hate you. No, I'm just kidding. But
it's very open-minded of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, I mean, it's very in line with the
David,
of this podcast.
I am a very open-minded person, and I'm very accepting of all people, and I do exactly what a normal human being should do, and I judge people based on their taste in movies.
Right. No, that's totally logical. Understandable.
That's logical to me. But yeah, if you liked Labyrinth, you can watch Neverending Story.
I've never seen Labyrinth.
That's what I said.
True. I have seen Labyrinth. I saw it with
you. He's never seen Labyrinth. He's never seen Legend. He's never seen Willow.
You've never seen Willow?
I have seen Willow. I have seen Labyrinth.
Warwick Daniels.
Legend, however, I have not
seen. FYI, Warwick Daniels has never aged.
Davis
has never aged.
Huh.
It doesn't age.
Yeah, I like Willow.
It's so cute.
Yeah, Willow I like a lot.
Val Kilmer with weird hair.
He always has weird hair.
No, but that's where it's.
But his best hair was Top Secret.
I love Top Secret. I love that movie so much. I was just watching it the other day because it was on.
Yeah, it's so good.
I love that. Sorry, that was really loud. I really love that movie. I like random shit. I'm a big, big fan of random fucking movies.
So you like all those Zucker Abrams movies?
Hamburger High.
Do you know that she...
Have you ever seen Hamburger University?
No. She hates Airplane.
It depends when you watched it.
I'm pointing at Stephanie.
No, and it depends when you watch it. And the thing is, there's...
No. No, it doesn't. Because funny is funny, no matter what.
No,
Because if you have to amend the funny, if you have to say, oh, it's girl funny, or oh, it's boy funny, or oh, it's kid funny, then it's not funny.
No, see, my thing with Airplane is, it depends when you watch it. Because if you watch it young, or you watch it, like, younger, the jokes are new.
So I saw Airplane like 3 years ago.
That's the problem. All the because,
but I'm not like a boho. Like
no, but also here's the problem. Airplane has brought so many like lines to popular culture.
Well, that's the other thing. I think part of the reason for me, I'm one of those people that if people build something up for me, I end. It's never as good. Like that happened to me with Inception. Inception, everybody was like, oh my god, this movie is so amazing, and this movie is gonna suck your dick, and this movie is gonna
I've never seen it.
That movie didn't suck my dick. I want my money back.
Well, you know what I mean?
You should watch it. I had no urge. There's some movies that I won't watch it. There's ones that I won't watch everybody because I don't want to be disappointed.
Everybody said,
I'm gonna go play Clue.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have any stories you want to share besides talking about your brother's name?
You don't want to talk about Link?
Oh, I love Link. What would you like to know about Link?
I love Link.
Whatever you want to say.
Whatever I want to say.
Is there something fun that you've done with him recently that he's, or he said something funny
I love how
now
he
that
says
they're being talkative?
Name.
Titi and Nessa.
I mean, he says funny stuff all the time.
They have chips if you want to bring some.
Yeah, and salsa.
So I'm bringing chips
and salsa as well.
Is what you're saying?
There's 5-layer dip in the fridge.
Bring that. I'll bring that.
It says Luisa's on it.
Okay, yeah, of course it is. That's the one you like. My mixer.
Because
wait, does it have guac?
2 tablespoons is 0 points.
Do you have? Does it have
or 1 point?
Does it
yeah,
have
it
guac?
Has guac.
Oh no, I can't eat it.
So Link understands that I don't know if he understands this, but he understands that he has the same name as the hero from the Legend of Zelda series.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got an NES Classic a couple months back, mm-hmm. and I played
Thanks,
the Legend
Amazon
of Zelda.
Prime.
Yeah, thank you, Amazon Prime.
Are we out of wine?
Yep.
We have wine.
I was playing Legend of Zelda with him, and he realized that that's Link. And so now he has this affinity for Link, and the wow.
You see them all. You literally see them every day.
Does that stop me from watching you as you undress every night?
No.
Does he do what Darius to me? Like if when
oh,
I
like
start,
stop talking.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. He stops talking and I'm like.
Yeah, yeah. Yesterday when we were in the car, in David's defense, the shirt that I was wearing yesterday,
It was like the first thing I told her when I saw her.
Cut.
My God,
it was more low cut than one that I'm wearing now. But it was like one of those one that looks like it has like it was like a V neck, but then it had like laces across it, and it was really really low. And I was wearing like whatever. So, do you want to come in here?
You've never seen
Neverending
Story.
Oh.
Right?
Sucks.
Okay, did you spend...
It doesn't hold up now.
Sucks ass.
I haven't seen it as an adult, in all fairness.
I cried when Atreus...
Neri fell...
Don't talk about the horse! Don't ruin things!
Neri fell asleep watching it.
Falcor?
No, Falcor's not the horse. He's the dog dragon.
Does that motherfucker look like a horse, too?
He doesn't look like anything.
Oh, these are the wrong chips.
Hey, Raul. A horse has 4 legs.
Okay, moving on. It's still my podcast. Go away.
That's right.
So much vitriol in your voice.
But anyway, I got a call from a client. When we were on the way to Chrissy and Jeff's house, I got a call from a client, and I had to talk to him because, like, I have like parameters that I set. Like my business hours are from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Like, not necessarily those are my business hours, but those are the hours where I'll take a call. And
right, where you're reachable.
Where I'm reachable, exactly. And when I
check out events by you.
My door is hard to open.
Yes, there's a reason why.
Thank you. Oh, these are the right ones. Thank you.
And it's in your mama stuff cup.
It's in my mama stuff cup.
By the way, like we said earlier, tonight is Geek Bro Family Game Night, and Chrissy, our uber talented Chrissy,
President
made
Leslie
us
Nope.
Cups. She made us cups that say Geek Bro Family Game Night, and they're all labeled with our names, and
Goodbye.
It's so cute. Thank you for stopping by, David. We love you.
Thank you. I love you all, too.
He said, thank you. I love you all, too. Dun, 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 dun.
So, anyway.
So, this podcast has been a mess.
Oh, I think this is the Instacart check.
Oh, we may have groceries.
How long are we in? Pause it.
I have no idea. Hang on. Please hold.
Okay. Are we starting?
Get back in. Okay,
sorry,
so,
we're back.
We went on our name tangent. We went on our stuff. I think it's time.
Yeah, I think we're done.
This episode's a little bit shorter.
I don't know about you guys.
We have people coming, so.
But I'm satisfied.
Boom!
Boom!
Now, everyone, hold give on. It up for the maid of honor, Angelica Skylar.
To the groom, groom, to the groom,
to the bride,
from your sisters, who's always by your side, to your union,
to the union,
and the hope that you provide,
may you always
Probably.
Probably.
Lin-Manuel Miranda, we're not making money off this.
We love you, Miranda!
I remember that night, I just might.
I remember that night, I just might.
I remember that night, I remember that. I remember that night, I just might regret that night for the rest of my days. I remember those soldier boys tripping over themselves to win our praise. I remember that dream like candlelight, like a dream that you can't quite place. But Alexander, I'll never forget it till my Messiah face. I have never been the same. Okay, I think we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, because really, we're going to get sued.
We're going to get sued. Okay, guys, you can check us out on the Geek Bro Network, where you can find other
all the other podcasts on the wall.
What's up, bro? What's up, bro? What's good? Mount Geekmore Cosplay Fame.
Zeros on Heroes.
House of Heel.
And Shiver. Our newest podcast.
Our new podcast, Shiver. That's a horror movie podcast. Yay, scary.
this room is great. It has like signs and it tells us what to say.
Exactly. you can also check us out on Mamas and Merlot on all social media.
MOMMASANDMERLOT.
Go to Acast. Check us out on Acast.
Yes, definitely iTunes. Check us out through Acast and on iTunes, on Stitcher. And cheers.
Cheers!
Clink.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.